The Gospel according to St. Luke, the Gospel from which the Scriptures are taken this evening, is a writing that was done about two generations after the death and resurrection of Jesus. So all those stories about Jesus and all those remembrances about what he said are being filtered through a community of faith. People who've heard it, and people who've struggled to apply it to their lives. The passage in today's scripture, gospel scripture, is about the kingdom of God. Who gets in the door? And that's the question that arises in every community's life. Who gets in? And Jesus doesn't answer that question by saying, who gets in? He answers it initially by saying, who doesn't get in? When those people stand outside the door and they say, open to us, and he said, I don't know you, they say, we ate and drank with you. You taught in our streets. And I'd like to take a moment of time to reflect on those two statements. Eating and drinking, sharing a common table, is a symbol of intimacy. It's not just taking food. It's not just satisfying hunger. It's not just exchanging news. It's not just trying to problem solve. The experience of eating together from the very beginning has been a symbol of a connectedness at the level of soul, at the level of heart. Has been a symbol of intimacy and unity. Now, you and I have all experienced the practice of eating and sharing a meal with family and neighbors and friends that has been anything but that. I mean, not that it's hostile or not that it's unpleasant. But it certainly doesn't reach the level of one heart speaking to another heart. And what Jesus is saying is, you might have eaten with me, you might have drank with me, you might have sat at the table with me, but your heart was not on fire. The image that Luke uses is the image of the Eucharist. But the gift of the Eucharist is meant to ignite within us a profound and an intimate relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. The second image that is used is the image you taught in our streets. Now, every single one of us can recall our own experience as students. Sometimes we had teachers who gave very exciting lectures, and sometimes we had teachers who gave very boring lectures. Sometimes we actually learned something new. Sometimes we walked out of the lecture and we said, I never thought about that. That certainly is a new twist on things. And sometimes we walked out of the lecture and somebody said, well, what did you hear? And you say, oh, it's the same old stuff. But once in a great while, The student's soul is open wide, and the word that the teacher speaks lights a fire inside of that student, and that fire is never quenched. Once in a while, there is a student who is so open to that word that his or her life is changed forever by the word of that teacher. Once in a great while, a person does not listen or hear with the ears, but listens and hears with the heart. And St. Luke is saying to that early Christian community through the mouth of Jesus, when you come to the Word of God, listen with your heart. Allow that word to ignite a fire within you, a fire that will never die. So Jesus tells us what won't work, and he hints at what will work. More than eating and drinking, it's more than listening to the teaching. And during the coming weeks, as the passages from St. Luke's Gospel go out further and further and further, the teaching of Jesus will elaborate more and more what precisely it is in answer to the question, is it true that only a few will be saved? What you know and what I know as of this evening is that the hint of the answer has to do with the heart. And that ultimately what it means to believe is a matter of the heart. Cardinal Newman described Christian faith and the relationship between the believer and God in the Latin words cor ad cor loquitur. It is heart speaking to heart. It is God gazing in my eyes and my gazing in God's eyes. God seeing my soul and I seeing God's soul. Bishop Leonard Cowley, a gentleman who grew up in this parish, became an auxiliary bishop in the Twin Cities. He took that motto from Cardinal Newman as his own. Cor ad cor loquitur. Except being the whimsical person that Len Cowley was, he never translated it as heart speaking to heart. He always translated as dancing cheek to cheek. The intimacy that Jesus yearns for. That intimacy in my life and in yours is what gets us in the door. Let us turn to the Lord God and pray.
For the church, that it may never stop proclaiming the gospel to all peoples, languages, and cultures, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the unity of Christians, that they may not remain isolated within their particularities and human traditions, but may enrich one another in Christ, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are discouraged by the pains and the trials and sickness, let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our Christian communities, that we may be united, that no one may be a stranger among us. Let us pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary,
full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners.